Unit 1. Life-saving weed. Over 100 million landmines remain buried in the ground from the wars. More than 20,000 innocent people are killed, lose an arm or a leg, or are blinded by these leftover landmines every year. Landmines can kill or injure anyone who steps on one long after a war is over. Landmines are easy to put into the ground, but very difficult to find and remove. Finding and removing mines is a major problem in over 70 countries around the world. Mine clearance is the term used for making an area, once full of mines, safe again. It is very expensive to clear a minefield. It may cost up to $2 million to clear 1 square kilometer of ground. One reason it is so expensive is that mines are hidden in the ground. It is slow, difficult, and dangerous work to find them. Many techniques have been used to find mines, such as metal detectors, underground radar, and animals such as dogs and even rats. However, there is a Danish company, Arisa Biodetection, that is developing a very innovative technique. Arisa is a biotechnology company based in Denmark that hopes to make mine detection safer, quicker, and cheaper by using a plant to find the buried landmines. The plant that Arisa is developing is a kind of weed known as thalecress. Thalecress, which is normally green, will turn red when growing around hidden landmines. Plants have roots that go deep into the ground. If the roots of the thalecress plant encounter certain chemicals that are found around an old landmine, the leaves will turn red. The seeds of this plant can be spread over a wide area by airplane or helicopter. The plants grow very fast, and soon red areas in a green field would show where old landmines are buried. There are still some problems with using thalecress. It is sometimes too sensitive and turns red due to other reasons that are not connected with chemicals from landmines. However, if successfully developed by Arisa, this plant may help to save thousands of lives.